Good morning.
Good morning.
Isaiah chapter 5. And Matthew chapter 21. Isaiah 5, Matthew 21. Now will I sing to my well-beloved a song of my well-beloved touching his vineyard. My well-beloved hath a vineyard in a very fruitful hill, and he fenced it, and gathered out the stones thereof, and planted it with the choicest vine, and built a tower in the midst of it, and also made a winepress therein. And he looked that it should bring forth grapes. It brought forth wild grapes. And now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem and men of Judah, judge, I pray you, betwixt me and my vineyard. What could I have done more to my vineyard that I have not done in it? Wherefore, when I looked that it should bring forth grapes, it brought forth wild grapes. And now go to, I will tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will take away the hedge thereof, and it shall be eaten up, break down the wall thereof, and it shall be trodden down. And I will lay it waste, and it shall not be pruned nor digged. There shall come up briars and thorns. I will also command the clouds that the rain, no rain upon it. The vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah his pleasant plant. And he looked for judgment, for justice. But behold, oppression, for righteousness. But behold, a cry. Father, we thank you for the reading, the hearing, and the heeding of your precious, inspired, holy word. We thank you for the word made flesh, your Son, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for this another opportunity to share the good news of the gospel concerning him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, even your Son, the Lord Jesus, who hath abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the good news of the gospel for all who believe. Grant it so that the Spirit of God himself will have free course, that your name will be glorified, our hearts edified and challenged and strengthened in the faith. And for those without a knowledge of sins forgiven, those who have never heard the joyful sound, may this be the day, the hour, that they will come to know him whom to know right is life eternal. Grant it so, not only in this place, but in every place, the bloodstained banner flies high. We'll love you for the results in the precious name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. The Father sings to his Son. Now I will sing. The Lord listens to us sing. Fine. Now listen to him sing. He sings. He says, now will I sing to my well-beloved. You know who that is. The Lord's baptism, the Father spoke from heaven. Same words. This is my well-beloved, in whom I am well-pleased. And I'm going to sing him a song here as touching his vineyard. See, the Father's vineyard, the Son's vineyard. Recognizing again the equality of the two, and that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself concerning his vineyard in a very fruitful hill. My beloved, twice in verse 1, my beloved hath a vineyard in a very fruitful hill. I made it that way, you know. I called Abram, who was a nomad. He was not a Jew. He was a nomad. He was nothing. And I was nothing, and you were nothing. And that's why we sing the song, I was nothing until you found me. You have given life to me. Heartaches, broken pieces, ruined lives. Why you died on Calvary. And so the Lord says, I want to talk about my son. And when he spoke from heaven, he wanted us to know, this is my well-beloved. Three words. And if the Lord would speak from heaven today, he would just say three words. Hear ye him. Whoever's up here, who's ever down there, in this his church, if we're not singing about him, in Sunday school, if we're not talking about him, up here, if we're not exalting him, let's close the meeting and play pinochle and stop pretending. Because he is the beloved of the Father. The Father yearns to hear what we think of him. Well, we think so much of him, we remember him each Lord's Day in the breaking of bread. Even the devil was told by the Lord, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall you serve. Worship and then service. There are people who love to serve, but they don't love to worship. They want to do something before they become something. God is far more concerned about who we are than what we can do. Reminds me of the missionary's father as he was leaving years ago on the train to go to the mission field. And the father's last words to his son was, remember, boy, be nothing. Be nothing. And his son wrote back after he thought about that. What kind of last words of encouragement is that? Be nothing. And then when he wrote his father back, his father wrote him and said, because the devil can't hit nothing. And so the Father yearns to hear us talk and sing about his well-beloved. So much so that he started with Abram, giving us this example, making